Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We are going to talk with Stephen Jones in just a second. Want to remind you that tonight, Cowboys Hour player guest is Logan Wilson. He'll be rocking and rolling with Brad Cham, so make sure you tune in to that. Right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring in the Dallas Cowboys Executive Vice President, Stephen Jones. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, guys.
Now, you had talked about this several weeks ago before the defense just really went on a roll, and one of the things that got mentioned was missed tackles. Is that a thing that you look back, and the Lions are a very talented offense, but you look back at that game and kind of lament the missed tackles there?
Yeah, I mean, anytime, you don't have success, and certainly, obviously a very disappointing loss for us because we've been – playing really good football, then a lot of things play into it. Certainly missed tackles are part of it.
The Kenneth Murray kind of took a thrashing over the weekend. I'm curious if you think that's fair based on how he played in this past game and if there is a fix there for you.
Yeah, I think it's always tough. I mean, that's part of, when you play, play professional football, play in the NFL, play for the Cowboys, you're going to have moments where you get criticized. And certainly he's aware of that. As a team, we could have played better and, have to play better going forward if we're going to have any type of shot. But certainly, we are where we are and we have to move forward with that.
I know that this compacted schedule around Thanksgiving is nothing new to the Cowboys, but how much do you think the mental and physical break on the mini bye can be helpful for the players?
Yeah, I think it's, obviously we had a lot of short weeks there, playing on Monday nights, playing on Sundays, playing on Thursdays. That's part of it. No excuses. But, I guess it finally caught up to us because we certainly didn't play as well as we hoped we would play against Detroit. But certainly this break should help, help the guys get their legs back under them. And, we just got to go back to work and get back and, to executing the way we were doing before the Detroit game.
Stephen, Friday I heard you with G-Bag, and you used the term, didn't play our best game multiple times, shoddy, Pickens. We've heard that over and over. I was just kind of curious, in your mind, when this team plays its best game, its A game, what does that look like to you?
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's, a team that's playing really good on offense that, can put up a lot of points, 30-plus points, I think, very capable of. I think when we are playing better on defense, we certainly, we can do the job that we need to do to, hold the team, to where you know, it's respectable from a defensive standpoint. I think we're getting better defensively. Certainly that was a, you know, a step backwards against the Lions. As you said, they're talented, but we have to be better than that. And then, you know, the other phase that we lost against the Lions was the special teams. We have to be better on special teams. I'm, you know, a little bit surprised we hadn't gotten Turpin loose this year, but I think ultimately it'll happen. But we certainly didn't have one of our best games on special teams either. We gave up, you know, some big-time field position to the Lions, and they started, you know, at midfield multiple times, and we have to be better than that as well.
Is there ever a thought throughout the organization, or do you have any concern in your mind that Turpin's responsibilities as a wide receiver or the physicality as a wide receiver have taken away from his return capabilities?
No, I don't think so. I just think it's a matter of executing on special teams and getting them that opening to where, you know, he can make the big play. Certainly, I don't think his role on offense is having any effect in terms of what he's doing in the return game, you know, punt and kick return game. I don't think that's affecting that. I think he can do both. He's obviously very talented. And when he gets out in the open field, he makes big plays.
Ryan Flannoy's story with this team is quite fascinating, but he's stepped into the moment when given a chance this year. What do you think you have? And that we get this mindset, Stephen, whenever we see somebody do something, we're like, ooh, that could be this.
Right.
What do you guys feel like you have in that receiver?
Yeah, I think he's a you know, obviously a long physical player. He's you know, made his mark to start with on special teams, played really well, and now you know, he's getting the job done and doing the same thing on the offensive side of the ball. He's been a guy that we've always liked. He's always been somebody that makes plays, made plays in training camp in the red zone, and you know, always felt like we had something there. But now he's obviously developing, you know, into a really solid NFL receiver.
Shoddy mentioned this earlier. He said the next 48 hours could potentially be a big time period for Guyton and Clowney. How vital is it that y'all can get those players back?
Yeah, I think anytime you get good football players back, it's a huge plus. And obviously, we need to get them back out on the field. That's when players play their best, is when they practice. And I do think these next you know, these next 3 or 4 days are going to be big in terms of them being able to get ready to get themselves prepared, you know, to play the Vikings.
Does everybody in the organization believe that Trayvon Diggs still has the potential to be a good to great football player?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's in him for sure. We just got to, you know, the biggest thing, you know, that makes all the sense to me that our coaches keep coming back to is, you know, we've got to get him to where he practices and practices well on a regular basis. That's when he plays his best football. When he's not able to practice and he misses practices, then unfortunately that's translated to how he plays in games. So we just got to get him out there where he's practicing day in and day out, and I think we can get it out of him.
Are monitoring the head issues or concussion issues, like with CeeDee Lamb, is that any more difficult than just like, hey, I'm healing from a broken arm or whatever else?
Well, I don't know about a broken arm, but obviously you're taking, you know, we're doing all the things that the NFL and doctors require us to do when you have a player who's had a concussion in a ball game, and certainly he's doing a good job. He's meeting all the thresholds that you need to meet. That'll get him to where he can play this week. And, you know, so far he's had no setbacks.
That's great to hear. That is wonderful to hear. On the other side of the receiving room there, Pickens did have a post that is no longer up. Obviously, it was in the story timeline. Do you ever make suggestions regarding social media, or are you hands-off with that?
No, I don't make any suggestions on social media. I don't do it, so I don't give a lot of advice when it comes to social media. I do know Shoddy had a great visit with George, and I'm at peace with where that is.
You're telling me that you don't have any burner accounts that you go and...
No, I stay away from social media. That passed me by a long time ago, and at the behest of my wife and my kids, they all advised me to stay off of it. So I think that's what I'll do.
If you just switched your name around, Jeevan Stones could be a really cool burner account.
y'all are killing me.
now back on the football field, Javonte Williams surpasses 1,000 yards. I know with the expanded schedule, do you feel like, how big of a milestone do you still think from receivers and for running backs surpassing that 1,000-yard marker still is?
Yeah, I think that's always been a benchmark, for success individually in a given season, is to hit that threshold of 1,000 yards receiving or 1,000 yards rushing. I don't think it's the end-all to be-all that makes you a great player, but certainly, when you're having that kind of production, it certainly points to a player, who's playing at a high level. And certainly Javonte's done that for us. I think we've got a real chance here happening with having two 1,000-yard receivers and CD and George Pickens, and certainly Ferguson's doing a great job as well. But it's not the only threshold in terms of what it takes, how you judge a player, but it certainly points to a lot of production.
Speaking of Ferguson, we all appreciate the toughness that he has both mentally and physically. How do you balance that versus he's run into some fumble issues trying to get that extra 1 or 2 yards? Like, how do you balance that? We know how bad he wants it, but you got to be smart.
Yeah, he's got to protect the ball. He knows that. We all know, at the end of the day, what turnovers do to you in a football game. That was a big part of our problem against the Lions is, anytime you lose that turnover battle, there's usually a pretty good chance you're going to lose the game. And no one understands that more than Ferguson. As you said, he's a battler. He's a competitor. But he also knows we have to protect the ball in terms of, trying to win a football game. And certainly, it starts with winning the turnover battle. You give yourself a great chance to win. And we've just got to protect the ball.
Well, in that respect, too, Nate Thomas out there at left tackle. I know we're keeping eyes out on Tyler Guyton and everything, but do you feel like you've gotten the play out of your offensive tackles that this offense needed this year? Consistently?
Yeah, I think we're progressing. I think you can always be better. But, yeah, if you look at our offense, and we've been very productive as an overall offense. And I think in general, yes, they've done a good job. Can you always improve? Absolutely. And certainly with Tyler, hopefully get Tyler back, but certainly like the job Nate Thomas is doing, and he's coming along. And certainly Terrence Steele is doing a good job as well. But in general, no, we've been, we're progressing as an offensive line and doing the job that we need to be productive on the offensive side of the ball.
Also, this is just kind of a general thing I've always been curious about. You and Jerry, y'all are also fans of this team. I mean, as close as y'all get to these guys and the work that y'all do, but like all fans, if a play happens, we overreact to things sometimes. Do you ever see a play on the field and you're like, all right, that's it, I'm cutting that guy, and then you change your mind later on?
I don't necessarily verbalize it, but I've had those thoughts probably. But certainly cooler heads prevail, and I'm sure everybody's had those thoughts at one time or another, whether it's a coach looking at a player or anything as far as that goes. I'm sure, people have had, wanted to judge me as well in a negative way. So you just got to keep, everybody's out there. They're competing their ass off. They want to win. They want to do their job and do the job that it takes to be successful from the top down. And that starts with Jerry going down through me and Coach Schottenheimer and his staff and our players. Nobody's going to be perfect, but you certainly strive to be that way.
Have you thought about how you want to cut us sometimes after some of these questions?
Of course not. Of course not.
Of course not. Of course
well,
not.
Well, Stephen, I can tell you right now, keep an eye out. It looks like Jeevan Stones is going to be a Twitter account very soon.
Sorry somebody, about that. Yeah,
somebody there you go.
And then
one thing's for sure, it won't be me.
Okay. All right. Good to know. And then last question I have, do you have any tips for us getting World Cup tickets? All right. Do you have any secrets or anything?
You might need to start working two jobs because I'm understanding they're really expensive.
Yeah, very true. Well, we appreciate the time. As always, good sir, we'll catch up with you again next Monday.
Take care, guys.
There you go, Stephen Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan. And, you know, I know we were having some fun there, but the two things that we were talking about, and I think both of them stand out in terms of the regression you saw against the Lions, is the tackling and Jake Ferguson. Do you mind if I just throw out a couple of numbers?
Go ahead.
Specifically on catches, the Cowboys against the Lions, I get it, the Lions are very talented offensively, missed 13 tackles and gave up an additional 101 yards after a missed tackle. That's always going to crush you. And then for Jake Ferguson, first 2 years in the NFL, no fumbles. Last 2 years, he's combined for 7 fumbles. And that's what it comes down to. And I know Jake Ferguson has told the G-Bag Nation the exact same thing. You gotta hold on to the ball. And sometimes if it's third down and you're 7 yards away and you're already wrapped up with two people and you're like, I want to get that extra yard. I appreciate the toughness that it takes. But like, what's the percentage it's going to cost you possession?
You know, I was talking with Chickaline earlier about Caleb Williams and how very similar to Tony Romo, Caleb Williams sometimes looks like I got to make this significant, this amazing play to save everything, to legitimize the number one overall pick whenever you just play within the system. And same thing sometimes with what you're talking about with these guys. Look, not every one of these plays is going to be that. You got to recognize it. You got to recognize in that moment that, hey, this is what the play calls for, and this is what I can do. I can't risk, you know, we got to worry about the next play after this one. I know, Kevin, though, like physically, mentally, in that moment, there's a lot going on.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah. They're trying. They're not trying to lose the ball. Yeah. I mean, that's definitely not not happening, but it
for
does.
Sure. I always think
security has to be top of mind all the time.
I think the same thing sometimes when you look at a play and you're like, it probably would have been better if he didn't catch that. You're trained your entire life to see ball, catch ball.
Yeah.
And you might not be like, okay, well, hold on. In this scenario, it would be better off if I understand
how that
can happen. And I think that's what elevates truly great players who know the situation in every single scenario as it's playing out in real time. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we move into the expressway where the Rangers stand at the start of the winter meetings, plus a giant in DFW sports scene and a complicated legacy and college football. Jam-packed expressway next on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We have started the winter meetings, I guess technically they started yesterday, so a lot to get through with the Rangers. And I also think we should have a conversation with Tom Hicks, who passed away over the weekend. All right. And
I've been told the Rangers front office is there.
That would be good, or else I would be meetings. Like, you need to clean house, because that
so,
is
so
unacceptable.
So we got that going for us, Kevin.
All right. Josh Jung as a trade candidate. And that's why I wanted to go ahead and play that highlight. MLB.com listed Josh Jung as a potential option. Look, we've talked about it. Injuries have kept him out a lot of the way.
Is that the biggest problem? Or
I don't think so. And that's the part that is concerning to me, is his OPS this last season, in closer to, not a full season, but closer to a full season. He had 114 games at the major league level, had an OPS of 684. So my concern, and you felt like Bochy alluded to it, he didn't want to throw his player under the bus or anything, but you definitely saw some regression with the at-bats and swings that you got from Josh Jung, whether it was a snowball effect that once he fell behind, he just like was, you know, pressing to overstep. My bigger concern is when he was healthy, he wasn't that great.
Yeah, defensively, he's very good. He puts in a lot of work to be a good defensive third baseman.
I'm not questioning his effort at all.
This show never has,
sure.
Because we see that. But the strikeout numbers were glaring this year, and the walks were, I mean, you're only getting me 30 walks a year. That's not a positive. Your home run numbers, too, aren't living up to that. If that's the kind of strikeout numbers I'm getting out of you, then your home run numbers better be up as well. Situational hitting wasn't there. It just looked like frustration abound for him. And he's in his fourth year. This is his fourth year. He's 27, so he's a little older, but this is his fourth year. Leadership-wise, people talk about, oh, man, you see him in Adolis. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I see it, too. But he was not effective enough. And then whenever you have Josh Smith playing the position really well and being one of your best hitters on the team, you start dreaming about the possibilities. I think that there's an expected leap from World Series Josh Jung to the next place, and in 2 years you haven't gotten it.
Yeah, and look, I know they have focus on the Rangers, that is, on picking up another catcher, picking up relief pitchers, perhaps even another starting pitcher. But I want to go back to one of the things that Chris Jung said that I just think people should keep an eye on if you don't see the Rangers do a lot here. Chris Jung, not to insult any players out there, but as much of our focus is on potential additions and rounding out the roster, it is equally as focused on getting the best out of our own players. The reality is last year, a number of our players had what we felt like were below average years by their standards, by our standards. We have to do a better job as an organization. And the reason why I bring that up is because I know this can be frustrating to the fan base. I'm a Rangers fan. You're a Rangers fan. I think some of the additions the Rangers are going to make are internalized, where they're like, yeah, but this player will be this much better. This player will be this much healthier, and on and on and on.
Did it feel like they kind of did that last year?
Yes, and that did not work out super duper well whatsoever. And
I mean, so, moving to Nimmo is a definite change.
And I think that's I think Semien and Adolis in particular are positive departures from strictly this mindset that you know the Rangers don't feel like they can't do anything with World Series starters and heroes. You know what I'm saying? Like, because Adolis was a playoff hero. I know he got hurt in the World Series, but like, he's the ALCS MVP, single-handedly crushed the hope of those two idiots in their NASA out in their spacesuits out in the outfield. But when you were able to move on from him, when you're able to move on from Semien, that shows that they're not thinking, well, we have to just recreate that 2023 roster. They're like, hey, some of those things still work, or some of those things still can work, but some of them don't and won't.
I think the thing, though, Kevin, I'm looking at is he's got this year, young, that is, this year, and then three more years of arbitration.
That makes him worth something.
To you, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure.
Not just as an asset.
I agree.
But I think this is where Chris Young is probably going, okay, I can, what if he's still got something that we, to prove to us.
Right.
He still can be, until he's 31, a good third baseman.
Right.
And I think, Kevin, this is not a very easy, all right, we're moving on from him. But you're right. Somebody out there is probably looking at their third base hole and going, we would like to pay for that. We would like to, if, I don't know if you're shopping this or if you are, if you're just hoping somebody gives you the call. Because obviously if somebody just gives you the call, you get your price. But if you're shopping it, I think you're giving up too much here. I do need more from him if he's going to be around.
I wonder if it's a combination of both of those things where, like, it wasn't quite the turnaround. Mentally, I can't speak to that. But, like, what you saw production physically on the field wasn't the turnaround they hoped. And maybe they're like, you could be better off with another organization, which is what you always hope other teams think, right? Like, I can fix him. And it's not just men and women who think they can fix each other. It's organizations that think that they can fix people as well. And that's where his contract is a big deal. Because if he was going to be a free agent in a year, you'd be like, yeah, probably not worth it. But if you think you can still get him relatively on the cheap for 4 years, and you're like, I don't know, man, I saw enough flashes that I think that's worth it. You got to give something to get something. As much as I know there's a lot of people who are excited that Marcus Semien got traded out, Brandon Nimmo brings in his own issues, right? And so I bet the Mets were thinking the exact same thing.
Yeah. Mickey always says that, right? Hey, guys, why did he get traded? Or why did he get released? Yeah. Like, there's a reason there. Now, can you rehabilitate that? A lot of teams do have this feeling of, that'll fit with us. Yeah. It'll work with us. I mean, Jacob deGrom was a stress for a lot of different fan bases, right? But there's, you know, with the winter meetings starting this week.
Yep. They're going right now.
This is the time to get these conversations moving around in Orlando.
And from the 806, only untouchable player on this roster should be Wyatt Langford, maybe Evo and Leiter. I wonder about Jacob deGrom just because I feel like you sat through all of the crap.
He puts eyeballs on TV, butts in seats. He's a guy that moves the needle for the idea of, I got to see that dude pitch.
Yeah, and I don't think that look, as much as the things that we're talking about, the Rangers are not conceding this season. And that's the issue that you run into, is they're trying to build things back up while also not sacrificing their current footing of mediocrity. And they're hoping to build on that both internally and externally. I would hate seeing DeGrom leave just because you finally got that mostly full, healthy season from him. And I want to see it again. You know, and again,
I want to see it multiple times
that you brought him in here.
I did have this year, though, there were some moments where I was like, I mean, we discussed it with Bochy, we discussed it amongst ourselves. He was giving up that home run where you were like, hold on, what's going on here? Was like, is that a little more frequent than we expect? And it was on fastballs, too. And we're kind of curious on where he's not going to be Jacob deGrom forever.
Right.
He'll be the human Jacob deGrom forever. All right. but or as long as he's around.
Yeah.
But he's not going to have, you know, as Mike always said, Father Time's undefeated. Your arm doesn't last forever. So you got to recognize whenever the difference between it's Jacob DeGrom.
Sure.
And yeah, but it is an aged Jacob DeGrom.
Now, if you can go ahead and give me cut number 9, because to go along in the Rangers conversation, I want to talk about one of the former owners of the Rangers as well as the Stars.
Donald tied up by Zidnik. And Donald tries to make the play. It's swept away by Smellick. Right into the net.
In your face, Buffalo Sabres. So, Tom Hicks, the former owner of the Rangers and Stars, he passed away at the age of 79 over the weekend. And this is somebody who, man, I feel like he has had a complicated legacy here in the DFW. But one thing I will point out, and I saw multiple people also saying it, you don't win the Stanley Cup without him. Like, he pushed and pushed and pushed with the Stars and authorized the acquisitions necessary to win the Cup. And I feel like that was necessary to really entrench hockey here. Like, I'm not saying the team would have gone away, but like once you got those back-to-back Stanley Cup years, and I know you lost the second one against the Devils, but it felt like hockey was fully entrenched here and became a lot of people's like sporting lives and identities, and he's a huge part of that.
Oh, yeah. Dude, his Hicks Muse investments around DFW were so much more, too. Like, he was investing in companies around here. Like, he was a big part of the richness of this community. He gave us moments that those Rangers teams and those Stars teams we wouldn't have had, because he was able to have those teams around, giving us that new stadium. You know, like all these things that we kind of took for granted, probably.
Sure.
Because we were like, where's the World Series? But you're like, dude, we were building something special around here. I think, Kevin, one of the things that always stood out to me, and I don't know why, it was somebody said that he used over 100,000 gallons of water per year and on his property.
I thought it for himself.
It was in 2009.
Like,
it said 100,000 gallons used per year on his home, but then add in the 10 million gallons and his 20-acre spread of Walnut Hill and North Dallas Tollway in 2008. I was just like, what? That's so much water. But you got to keep the grass looking good, dude.
Okay. Now, that all being said, if you could boil it down to one thing that you think people will immediately think of with Tom Hicks, what is it?
Is it the Liverpool thing?
No.
Okay.
A-Rod.
Oh, yeah.
A-Rod.
He spent the money that it took to get the best player in baseball at
the
time.
He did. That is one way of looking at it.
He outbid himself to get the best player in baseball at one time.
And that's one of the notes I made. Also signed A-Rod and might have overpaid by about $100 million. And so on the one hand, you're right, Corey, having an owner that will do what it takes monetarily to try to beef up your team is a good thing. Did he rope-a-dope himself and then maybe impact the rest of the payroll? Did he negatively impact the explosion of salaries at the time? Because the previous record for a contract in sports was 6 years, $126 million for Kevin Garnett in the Timberwolves. So you doubled that. And so I think for some people, bankruptcy and everything like that aside, I think some people begrudge him for accelerating the payroll.
I get that.
For so many teams,
dude,
and eventually getting more expensive seats and everything.
Is it still kind of a feeling, though, here in Texas that you have to do a little bit extra to get that because you're competing against the LAs and the New Yorks of the world?
Right.
And you just have to add the Texas tax to it, where you're just like, we know we have something special, but we know that those cities offer this, so we're going to try and give you the extra whatever, the extra year, the extra that, to compete against those, because there's no competition with them sometimes. And that was the time then. And maybe it did accelerate that. And now here we are with the owners trying to figure out a way to balance that back.
Yeah.
And say, okay, maybe a lockout's the only thing that can happen.
And look, and so it's a complicated as most people are, complicated man, complicated legacy in terms of he gets you the cup for the Stars. He almost was there for the first Rangers World Series, but also that season, I believe in 2010, you ran into issues with his solvency and the bankruptcy for both teams and how much money could you spend, and you needed the league to take control of it. He's a complicated guy, a complicated legacy, but definitely a giant.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The DFW sports scene.
Kevin, Glenn Gullitz, speaking of the Stars, Glenn Gullitzen said that Lundqvist has loaned his scooter to Bischel for a similar issue.
His mobility scooter?
Yeah, he said now he's given it to Bish, and he's had to put some extra wheels on and raise it about 6 inches because Bischel's so tall.
Okay, all right. I like that. Now that is how you finish a part of a segment. Now let's turn things over to the gridiron for college football. We bring in Carter Freeman.
Sorry, Twitch.
Okay. That is...
I love stoking the fire with this. Carter does a good job of just saying, you know what, I'm going to let it go. But I love to stoke the fire because I think it's funny to see them react.
The only fire worth stoking is that of the college football playoff rankings and just the 24-hour fallout we've seen
Look
ever since
that.
You know 11:30 yesterday.
He is focused on. Listen, I want you to know, Kevin. Last night he walked directly up to me and Mike Adams and said, "Let's talk college football," and then took over. I
can't
this
help
amazing.
It. It's
right.
a problem.
I like it, and in the spirit of really giving our all for college football. Jacob, will you play cut number 8? And let's all ignore the fact that I called for cut number 8 earlier because I misread the cut sheet and thought it was the interception in the Bears and Packers
nice
game.
Work.
Don't worry about that. This is the Texas Tech interception that I mistakenly played earlier. Let's hear it now.
They're humming. Bachmeier.
It is intercepted again!
Yeah, I thought Jacob just played that on his own because he was at the game celebrating his Red Raiders Big 12 title.
Yes, definitely some Red Raider bias right there, or my inability to read and process in real time.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
DSW. birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I will let you decide, probably a little bit of both, but I want to talk about Texas Tech first, and then we'll dive into the college football playoff. I saw something that is just remarkable, and it shows the power of NIL, as if that was still in doubt. Texas Tech, Big 12 champions for the first time in program history. Last year, their defense was ranked 122nd in the nation. We already saw this in softball as well, where Texas Tech is like, I'm going to spend that money and see how it pays out. They spent $28 million in NIL this year. That's the second highest total in college football. Their defense went from 122nd to third. This ain't your, not even your grandpa's, this ain't your older brother or your dad's Texas Tech football team.
So they have a good coach. They have a football coach.
They do.
He's a real legitimate football coach.
And he fits West Texas so well.
Like, he
just
does.
Listening to Joey McGuire,
that is true,
after the game. And we talked to Brennan, co-host on Fan University, who was at the game as well, about how Joey McGuire's done awesome at Texas Tech. And it's so funny to me that when coaches at a school like Texas Tech do well, they usually get talked about for, oh, so-and-so's interested in them. So-and-so wants them to be their next head coach. Like, you didn't hear that with Joey McGuire. Like, yeah. Joey McGuire is, and I totally buy into it, he is so locked in on West Texas, on Texas Tech, and everything that he promised whenever they hired him. I didn't know who he was whenever they hired him, but over the course of the time that he's been there, it's like, no, they found the exact guy that you need. Because it's not the fun kind of, you know, goofiness that Mike Leach brought there. It's just
right.
A genuine, like, let's get to work.
Yep.
Let's work hard at it. And we got a guy in Cody Campbell who's going to pay as much as he can to build this roster for us. And that pisses a lot of people off, Texas Tech spending all that money, because they've been pretty brazen about, like, yeah, we spent a bunch of money. And Jacob Rodriguez, their, you know, should be Heisman finalist linebacker, after the game said, yeah, if you're going to spend a lot of money, why not just buy the best team?
Yeah.
Because that's what they did.
Do you think he will end up being a Heisman finalist?
I never know year over year how many people they invite, but he'll be on the ballot for sure. Like, when they unleash, like, the or release the top, like, 10 people in the vote getters, he'll be on that. I just don't know if he's going to get it up to New York for it, because, like,
yeah.
Diego Pavia will, Fernando Mendoza, Heisman Mendoza will be up there.
Ooh.
And
is Sand going to be out now?
I think so. He looked like a freshman against Indiana.
Yes,
I mean,
he did.
And to pivot to them, Indiana, I mean, I still don't think we realize just how shocking of a turnaround it is that they are all of a sudden the number one team in the college football playoff.
They're like the worst team in the history of college football.
Yes, they had the most losses at the Power 5 for however many, you know, power conferences there have been. Indiana is like one of the losingest football programs at that level.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, they've lost two games over the last 2 years. They went head-to-head. They went, you know, 60 minutes toe-to-toe with Ohio State and came out on top. Like, that's not supposed to happen.
Yeah.
Indiana, of all schools, is not supposed to do that. And here they are going to the Rose Bowl for the first time since the 60s, conference champions. Like, this isn't basketball, where Duke, Indiana, and Texas Tech are all, you know, conference champions. This is football. This is wild.
Now, that was easy enough to figure out after the happenings of Championship Saturday that Indiana was going to be number one. I feel like after that there might have been a little bit of debate, but it feels like people are accepting of Ohio State at 2, Georgia at 3, Texas Tech at 4. After that, and especially further down the rankings, you got a lot of really angry people, and I want to go to where I always like to go, where the money is. Prior, 15 minutes before the college football playoff show started, 15 minutes, you would have had to put down $30 on Notre Dame making the playoff to win $1. That is how overwhelming it was that Notre Dame would be in the college football playoff. But alas, they were not.
They are not. They got basically gaslit for a month by the CFP committee that you're good. You've been in the top 10 of every single ranking that we've done through the month of November. And then at the very end, they got TCU'd. Because in the very first edition of these rankings, TCU went from 3 in the penultimate one to 6.
I do remember that.
Yeah, they dropped behind Baylor. They honored the head-to-head because Baylor had beaten TCU that year, but then Baylor lost the next week, so TCU jumped them again. But I think the committee got to the right decision.
In the stupidest
way
possible.
In the wrong way. Yeah. They went about this completely wrong. This year's committee did not seem to care about this week over week like ones in the past have. It started with them ranking Miami so low to begin with. They were very reactionary at the time when it turned out that, oh, SMU and Louisville really weren't that bad. They were not. They were unranked losses at the time for sure, but both of them finished 8-4. They're both bowl teams. It's not like they're losing to Boston College, who Notre Dame struggled with earlier this season. So it was ridiculous of them to do what they did and didn't just expect chaos to happen in front of them for them to move Miami up. They just had to do it arbitrarily at the very end because they finally did their girl math to get those two teams next to each other by BYU dropping two spots for losing a conference title game and Alabama not dropping.
Like, what are your thoughts ridiculous. On that, Corey?
Do you disagree?
Did you say girl math?
Yeah.
I'm confused.
He's going to need you to elaborate.
Is it all math the same?
Well, go ask a girl about how she figures that out.
Wow.
Spicy. I like it. Who would have thought the most controversial thing of the day might come from girl math?
One of my favorite terms.
Now,
I don't think it's wrong.
Okay. All right. And you know what's interesting to me is how many people have come out of the woodwork in the last 48 hours to decry Tulane and James Madison when this is the way it's been tracking for some time. And I really don't feel like having Virginia in there is that much different than like if they would have won.
It would have been a 11 win power conference champion. That's better than 8-5-2.
I agree with that, but like there are so many experts now who didn't seem to know what the rules were all along about the power conference or non-power conference champions.
Yeah, it's always been the top five highest ranked conference champions, just very broadly. It's never been the power four and then the highest ranked group of five. It's if you're ranked up there, you're going to be in this thing.
Yeah.
And it's not the Sun Belt and the Americans' fault that the ACC has the stupidest tiebreakers in the world that kept their best team out of that game. And if conference title games are going to continue, I think a conference like the ACC or even the Big 12, because this year it worked out for the Big 12, their top two teams ranked the highest, were both at the top of the rankings or of the conference standings, so they play anyway. But when you've got a 6 or 7 way tie for the second spot in the conference, like it's going to get silly and you're going to get a team like Duke in there
right.
when they're tied with Miami, who's been the highest ranked team the entire year. They need to do something where if you're ranked in the top 15 or the highest ranked team in your conference, they get an automatic berth so long as they're tied with, you know, those other teams, right? That should give them a tiebreaker over a Duke or over an SMU, whoever it may be, because, yeah, it kind of felt like the committee thought we need an ACC team in here, and we finally crept Miami up this entire time. We can just put them in and not have to worry about putting in a 5-loss Duke team.
And that is exactly what I think happened. I know they said that's not what happened, but that's what happened, just like they said they didn't consider Miami beating Notre Dame until the last minute, and you're like, well, that's stupid. What do you think about Notre Dame from there saying that, well, first of all, they're shocked, but then also because of that, they're not going to play in a bowl game? Do you get it? Do you think it's sour grapes? Maybe a little of both?
I think it's sour grapes, and I think it's the beginning of the end for these non-CFP bowl games because they just said, basically, Notre Dame said, all we care about is making the college football playoff.
Right.
And we're not going to play in the Pop-Tarts Bowl, which
right.
that's a crime in itself. If you're turning down a Pop-Tarts Bowl bid, I have a bone to pick with you. But
that and the Cheez-It Bowl?
Yes, the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl with Prince Chedward, who is coming back this year.
But we got to stop this.
You guys have me on. This is your fault. Notre Dame doing this.
Man, you sound like the Twitch.
Sorry, Twitch.
Just kidding.
You know, who do I learn from? This is the end for these bowl games, right? Like if teams like Notre Dame and you saw Kansas State, Iowa State also say no.
Okay, devil's advocate there. Weren't we already seeing the end of the bowl games in terms of, like, you saw so many of these marquee players already opt out, whether it was because of the injury to Jalen Smith all those years ago or anything else? Weren't we already seeing the destruction of the bowl system?
In a way, yes, but for a team that was on the cusp of making the college football playoff to just say we're not playing in this game and not even showing up for it, that's going to, like, look, when Alabama got left out in 2022 when they were the first team out, their entire team, Bryce Young, Will Anderson, they all played in the Sugar Bowl. The next year, Georgia was left out because they lost the SEC title game. They all played in the Orange Bowl. That was the year they ran up the score against Florida State,
right,
who pretty much their entire team left after they didn't make the CFP. So Notre Dame's choosing the Florida State path. Look how that's gone for them over the last 2 years.
Yeah.
You really think that's the right way to go? So, I don't.
But if you're the Big 12 and you're fining a whopping $500,000 to Iowa State and Kansas State, does that mean anything? Like, I know that's a lot to a human.
That's $500,000 you can't put towards players.
But don't you think they'll just find a way to circumvent that as well?
Probably. But look, this is a system that we've known for the history of the sport is the bowl system. And now that the, you know, the major bowls, the Rose, the Sugar, what may have you, they're all part of this college football playoff system. These major programs are telling you, we only care about making that.
Right.
So if we don't make that, if we feel like we got screwed, and the Notre Dame AD is going on McAfee, he's going on Dan Patrick this morning saying, the ACC screwed us. And now we have to look at our relationship with the ACC. So that, and they also said they're, you know,
in terms of divesting from them or in terms of?
No, in terms of them saying Miami needs to be in this thing over Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Because Notre Dame has a scheduling alliance with the ACC.
Yeah.
And Notre Dame's an ACC member in everything but football. That's where they're independent. So that could be in question. You know, Notre Dame's future as far as their schedules go could change because of this. And of course, it's college football. It's so reactionary to the moment. But the bowl system, as you know it, at least with these power conference teams, 5 years, you might not see your team play in those. And I love the bowls. I think they're a lot of fun. I think that sucks.
Kevin, I Google girl math.
I've never heard that term.
Key concepts of girl math, according to AI Overview.
Oh, no. Is this going to make it worse?
Cash is free. Money paid with cash that was already in your wallet isn't real. Money leaving the bank. Sale savings. Buying something on sale means you save money, not spent it. Return for profit. Returning an item and using the money to buy something else means you only spent the difference. Small purchases are free. Anything under a certain amount, like $5, is essentially free. And cost per wear. A high-priced item is cheap if divided by how many times you'll use it.
I think everybody uses girl math. It's just called girl math.
I don't know why I was not familiar with this terminology, but some of those things that you said hit home for both me and my wife. And then somebody just asked, like, because this feels dramatic, and I wonder how big of a fight this would be. What can you put to stop this? Because it's not going to be a $500,000 fine. And I mean, like somebody suggested, are you ineligible for the college football playoff next year? I don't think there's any way you could get that approved, but I would be interested.
It's a great question. And up to this point, you have not been able to figure out things to incentivize the players to play in these games or the schools to participate in them now. Like, this is the next step from your top draft prospects not playing in these games. So I really don't have a good answer for you. Like, at this point, it seems like the bowl games are really good for 5 programs. And it should be good for seniors who are never going to play in the NFL, who are never going to play football again. Like, that's their last chance to get on the field. And you get your swag bag. You get NIL money from, you know, Cheez-Its or Pop-Tarts or, you know, Duke's Mayo, whoever it is. Like, you get something out of that. But to this point, they have not shown there to be enough for these bigger schools like your Notre Dame's or trying to think who is like although BYU is playing in they're actually playing in the Pop-Tarts Bowl. They would have played Notre Dame. Now they're playing Georgia Tech. You just haven't found that to get some of those schools that just missed out on the CFP to really want to play in them. Now that all the bowl games, the big ones, are part of the CFP.
You mean you don't get like a night out with Prince Cheese Edward? Or
it's Chedward,
Prince
Corey.
Chedward.
Call him by his government name.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. Thank you very much, Carter. And don't forget, there's still the Tuesday tailgate tomorrow. So there is more to come.
And the Thursday
tailgate,
the Wednesday whalegate.
Maybe not that
Friday
last one.
Friday failgate.
But we'll see. We'll see. Coming up next.
Call me up.
It's time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors.
More girl math, plus hits and misses from the weekend next in the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.